Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. Across Israel, the day is clear and sunny, with comfortable temperatures in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF confirms a halt to Iran strikes, but says fighting against Hezbollah in Lebanon continues. That's from JNS, coming in just under an hour ago. Also, Ben-Gurion Airport prepares for a major flight ramp-up following the Iran ceasefire. This report is from I-24 News, published earlier this hour. Also this hour, Iran launched a missile barrage towards Israel after a ceasefire agreement. This triggered sirens across several regions, as reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Separately, opposition leader Lapid criticizes the ceasefire, calling it an unprecedented disaster. Yainet published this story about 3 hours ago. And finally, an attacker was killed in a gunfight outside the Israeli consulate in Istanbul. This incident was reported by The Forward from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. The IL Red Alert account, a missile alert tracker, issued an urgent warning for residents of southern Beirut just minutes ago. Strikes on Hezbollah targets continue. From Ynet News, writing earlier today, there's talk of expanding flights at Ben-Gurion after the Iran ceasefire. Coordination with foreign airlines is underway. IDF Farsi, the Israeli Defense Forces Farsi account, reported recently that Israel completed a wave of overnight strikes in Iran. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's operations, Israeli fighter jets targeted multiple ballistic missile sites in Iran overnight. The strikes aimed to disrupt Iran's military capabilities following escalating tensions. According to JNS, the focus now shifts to Hezbollah as the conflict with the group in Lebanon remains ongoing. This has significant implications for regional stability and Israeli security measures. Turning to the aviation sector, I-24 News noted that Ben-Gurion Airport is set to increase its operations. The phased reopening includes higher passenger limits and a gradual return of foreign airlines. This move signals a cautious return to normalcy, although security concerns persist. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlighted Iran's missile barrage towards Israel after the ceasefire. Sirens blared across southern, central, and northern Israel, showing the fragile nature of the ceasefire agreement. This development underscores the ongoing risks faced by Israeli civilians. In political news, Ynet reports that opposition leader Yair Lapid criticized Prime Minister Netanyahu's handling of the ceasefire. Lapid argues that the agreement did not achieve its intended goals. This criticism reflects broader dissatisfaction within Israel and among international observers. Finally, details from The Forward about the Istanbul incident reveal heightened tensions. An individual engaged in a gunfight with police outside the closed Israeli consulate. Such incidents highlight the ongoing security challenges for Israeli diplomatic missions abroad. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports Iran's economy is on life support after a month of war. Subsidies and oil revenues are maintaining stability, yet substantial structural damage endures. Separately, Ynet Business highlights that most energy projects face delays, costing billions. Despite significant investments in renewables, many projects stall, risking energy supply as demand grows. And finally, Israel Hayom reports that Ashdod Port made an unusual appeal to the transport minister. They seek to manage bulk cargo unloading, a critical move for food supply during wartime. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.